Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When we are discussing public schools, why should any kid get any medical exemption? I'm not talking private. I'm not talking charter. I'm not talking homeschooling. I am talking about public schools, which are free and open to everyone who lives in that area. And with our open enrollment, borderline open to everybody, Dave. These are public schools. Why should any kid get any exemption? Number one, religious. Dave, why should, because of the faith that either you on your own or more likely that your parents believe in, you may completely, the older you get, you may carve out your own different religion. You do you. But we're also talking, you know, we're talking younger kids now. Not allowing younger kids have said, you know, my parents are Catholic, I've switched over, I'm a Muslim now. When we're talking younger kids. Why should anybody, for religious reasons, in public schools, when it puts other kids in harm's way, why should they get a religious exemption?
They shouldn't.
Why should a child who medically has issues, why should they get a medical exemption when their medical exemption also potentially is putting other kids in harm's way?
I'm a little bit more sympathetic to that one.
That's a harder one, right?
Yes.
It's a much, much harder one.
If you can, you know, demonstrate that your child has received this particular vaccine and had an adverse reaction, something very serious, does that mean that you're forced to pay for private schooling or something like that? It's tougher.
Okay, but now I'm making you the superintendent of the school or the district or the principal, and it's my kid. And my kid had a significant adverse reaction. But you know, the more kids in this category with the numbers going down lowers herd immunity and puts kids more in jeopardy for measles, with the numbers going the wrong way. Religious, zero. We're lockstep on that one, right?
We are.
I'm not telling you can't practice your faith, but your faith doesn't allow you to put other kids potentially in harm's way. You have other options. And if you want to pursue those, great. No problem. You have avenues to do that. The medical one is harder because the kid has and the family have not made this decision on their own volition. It has found them because of the health issues. But again, it's putting kids in harm's way. Why am I bringing this up? Because Minnesota is suffering, and I use that word intentionally, suffering dramatically in this area. As the Trib wrote, one of the sharpest drops in measles and herd immunity among kindergartners, falling well below the threshold to prevent outbreaks. We've had it already, right? We've talked about it. Dakota and Olmsted counties raising Minnesota's total to 24 confirmed cases, one of the highest totals in 2 decades. In the last year, the rates in some states dropped sharply, not just Minnesota, but Minnesota in that category. I'll give you the numbers for Minnesota in a second. 14 states now, fewer than 90% of kindergartens vaccinated against measles, well under the recommended 95%. How about Minnesota's drop compared to pre-pandemic level? From 92.5 to 86.5. Full vaccination rates of public schools dropped 6 points. Private school vaccination rates dropped 10. And at charter schools is down a dozen points. Why is it down? The COVID vaccine debate, right, Dave? Is there any doubt that's the number one reason why?
No, that's absolutely it. It's, you know, vaccine skepticism certainly did not start with COVID, but boy, it hit the accelerator in a big way.
Yep. And were there times when this show believed things that scientists were telling us that in the end proved out to be partially accurate or barely even partially accurate? Both hands in the air. Both hands in the air. Don't come back at me, though, with a hydra. What was it again?
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yes, that one. And what was it?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
All the things.
Yeah, I still don't buy those. Still don't.
Neither does science.
That's why.
The people that have studied science. It and said, nope. Yeah. No discernible effect.
And also, you know who else still believes in that COVID vaccine? Donald John Trump, because he just got one with his physical. We learned so little about that physical. I mean, how about the goofy comment the other day when he's on the plane? Yeah, had an MRI. Where was it, sir? Don't remember.
You'd have to ask the doctor.
I'd kind of like a president who knows where the MRI was performed on his body. So that just tells you how little we learned. So Donald Trump, your guy, the amount of... vaccine skeptics, it dabbles both ways, but there's plenty who believe Donald Trump is the Messiah, and they're incredible skeptics. The measles, this vaccine has been remarkably successful. Remarkably. This is now from a father of a son with autism. And we got Bobby Kennedy, who's a public and skilled liar about vaccines and autism, cited the Wakefield report after it had been proven pathetically wrong and lies attached to it. And he would cite that over and over and over again. He gives us the Tylenol thing, backpedals from that. Remember in September, he was going to have this great breakthrough explaining to us on autism. Well, turn it up with Tylenol. And here he is backpedaling away from it. I don't fault any parent who believes their child was approaching one level cognitively and something happened after a vaccine. But the science is overwhelmingly consistent that it had nothing to do with it. And there are people who are new to the country who are more vulnerable to this, and there are people who have been here in our country forever, and still buy the lies. You can differ on COVID, okay? Because did it prevent you from getting COVID, as we were told? Of course not. And if you had it once, did it prevent you from getting it again? The data is clear. It did not. Did the vaccine save millions upon millions upon millions of lives across the globe? Indisputably, yes. But I see these numbers, Dave, and I find them frightening. And I'm sorry. I'm not saying you have to practice one religion and it's government directed. You can have your religion in many, many ways. I'm consistent in this. The pharmacist can't tell me because of my religion I'm not going to provide you this medication. You can't be working at a grocery store and someone's religion says, you know what, I'm not going to put your meat in a bag. Nope. You still can practice your religion. It can still be a central tenet to who you are. But now at a job with those requirements, you live up to those requirements. And at a school, when other kids can suffer because of it, nope. I don't believe in a religious exemption. The medical one is a much tougher one to deal with. What do you want to say, including significantly disagreeing where the two of us stand? You want to call? You want to explain this? Elaborate a little bit further? That would be great. You can call. You know the number by now. 651-461-9226. Or you can text. Same number. No religious exemptions for the measles vaccine. Zero. Pursue another school, not public schools. That's what we're talking about. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're sending me a message here, or what's going on?
Yeah, the message is we've reached Marvin Gardens.
the snort.
It is National
Playmen Marvin Gardens. Come on.
It's Marvin Gaye. That's the whole point. We're doing Monopoly property themed music because it's National Monopoly or Play Monopoly Day. Oh, and it's not just the properties. We've had Go, we've had Jail, we've had the Chance Space, a railroad in there. New York Avenue, you may have noticed.
I did notice that. 651-461-9226. Numbers dropping notably, not subtly, notably on vaccinations. The MMR vaccine, the measles vaccine, over the last 5-6 years, pre-pandemic to now, kindergartners, clearly a lot of it, heavy, heavy percentage is tied to COVID and the paranoia and some of the incomplete data which did come out. If you don't acknowledge that, you're just sticking your head in the sand. I don't buy that our guy Osterholm or Fauci were getting paid off and they were lying. It's utterly ridiculous. There's no proof of that at all. And we're in lockstep on this show that we don't believe there should be a single religious exemption at all in public schools. If that's your belief, fine. I'm not coming for the government or schools to require you to change your religion. You just find a different way, private school, charter school, homeschooling, the other creative options out there to have your kids attend there. Here's one of the ones that comes up all the time. If your kid is vaccinated, then there's no risk. That's not true. These are young children, Dave, who are building up their immunity. That's the point of this with the MMR vaccine. It's just not instantly. Takes a period of time, and you have greater protection. The point of herd immunity is the more people you are around protects you further. And if you're still building up your immunity, and you're normally around 95%, now it's 90, now it's 85, now it's 80, you absolutely are more vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
These aren't 100% measles shields. But when you're protected at 80%, 85%, 90%, whatever it is, when you have the entire population protected at that level, nobody really gets the measles.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. And the numbers over the last few years have jumped up because of those folks who automatically were convinced that COVID was an agenda. And, people were so in on it, Dave, they're willing to die in other countries. Millions are willing to die to take Donald Trump out as president.
That's right.
Even though Operation Warp Speed was able to provide life-saving vaccines to Donald Trump, while no one suggests he had the lab coat on and was the scientist to provide it. But if you're the president when something like that happens, just like if you're the governor, guess what? You get credit. Just like if it doesn't happen and it takes too long, you get some of the blame. I'm Ortex. Praising us for our comments. Thank you. Medical, yes. Religious, no. Religion is optional and shouldn't affect others. More text I'm reading here at 651-461-9226. I think you should be careful reading percentages without knowing what population is not receiving these shots. Clearly, the numbers are higher of individuals who are not getting the shots who have not been in this country as long. And with a larger Somali population in this state, that is a part of the group. No doubt about it. Don't see the data in this story today, but we have before. And also, you've had plenty of people prey on them, try to convince them, Dave, that this is why your kids have this increase when all the data says what? It's not true. It's not true. But not everybody, if you're new to a location, you're new to a country, you're new to the language, and you want explanations, not everybody has access to all the science. And there are people out there, Bobby Kennedy included, who perpetuate lies out there on this. And this is from a father of a son with autism. And I would do everything possible for my son to have the healthiest, most complete life possible. The dial just turned from 830 to 1130. Sick and tired of your incessant whining about all things Trump. First of all, you don't have to tell me, right? Fine, do it. That's your option. Didn't I just literally praise Trump for Operation Warp Speed?
Maybe praise him for the wrong thing.
Yeah. I guess this could be a Trump supporter who doesn't agree with him on Operation Warp Speed. I couldn't agree more, especially given the public schools educate medically fragile students who don't have other educational choices. They should not be more at risk in public schools because of someone's religious beliefs. It's 100% correct. 100% correct. And a great point, because you think private schools and charter schools accept as many special ed students, the kids who are medically more vulnerable? They just don't. The data is clear and convincing in that way. Another reason why you should say no religious exemptions. Somebody was telling me that we often ask for texts and calls and move on to next topics. Now they're citing a time when we've done this before, when we talked to Jason at the end. We can't just go to Jason and say, guess what? We have more texts. So we're going to start your show 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes late. I was the one who pushed to make sure we had texts. When I came here for the first 4 or 5 years, we had emails. And we pushed for texts hard. And texts have been a great asset. Calls are great, too. But, I mean, Adam and Jordan are not allowed to go an extra hour because they have more texts. We can't read every single text we get.
They wanted to. It would be okay.
That'd be fine. Just give me a heads up, especially in the summer, and we'd work with them. Booker Hodges, the outstanding Bloomington police chief, is next with us on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Direct, honest, and forthcoming. That's our next guest. Man has joined us a number of times before. The police chief for the city of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, is here. Booker, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good to talk to you again, sir. I wish it was on something better, but often when those of us in the media reach out, it is something troubling, including what happened with you in the last 24 hours involving something called Operation Creep. And in reading the details, the title is accurate and it is troubling. Tell people about what happened with some of your officers even posing as 17-year-old kids.
Well, first, thanks for having me, man. And you guys have too much fun on this radio show. So
thank
just
you.
So you know that.
I appreciate that.
What happened was we did one of our operations here where we were going after people who wanted to have sex with minors. We do these because, you know, we have to protect the kids in our community. And unfortunately, you know, I'd like to say we did one of these operations and we caught no one, right? But unfortunately, we ended up catching 16 people. And it's very troubling to me.
I want to remind people right away, and I'm going to mention it a couple times, that if you know of anyone who is a trafficking victim or know someone who might be, there is a national human trafficking hotline. Don't forget about this. 1-888-373-7888. It is there for you. I'll read it again. Booker, do you believe this issue, which is vile, is as bad now as it's been? Are you making progress? Is it getting worse? Where are we at in this pursuit of arresting these deviants who are looking for sex with kids?
So I think we're making some headroads. And I'll say the headroads are being made, at least what we're seeing. We're not catching too many repeat offenders, right? So, I mean, I look at that as progress. I do think the issue is more prevalent now because of our technology. Right. It's not like back in the day we used to have to call a list, you know, back in the old back pages on the city pages. Yes, right. You can go
exactly
do this from anywhere in the world. Right. You can access these types of things. And I think that's presented some significant challenges for us. But that's the part where I think it's also created opportunities for some of these clowns to go out and try to seek these services.
Is some of it, and just picking up the last part of your answer, again, this is Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, that they feel emboldened because there are so many ways, sadly, available to them if they grab what I'm holding in my right hand, my phone. And they feel like if they, I mean, my God, they can just punch in Google, whatever they might. And sadly, too much is popping up. Is that why some of those folks, it sounds like in this last case, they weren't repeat offenders, but whether they're repeat offenders or new, they feel like because there's such a smorgasbord of options, and I hate saying that, that because of that, they feel more empowered that they won't be caught.
Yeah, I think a lot of these folks don't believe they'd be caught, right? And that's, you know, I don't believe for a second that a good chunk of these folks that we caught, this was their first time, right?
Right?
This was probably their first time to get caught. And that's why I play the drone video of showing the guy getting out of his car and walking into the hotel for a reason, right? And I want people to understand this. It's not that we're just talking to these people online or on the phone. These people actually get in a vehicle and drive to a place to have sex with a minor, right? And when you see that, it's like, because most of us can't even wrap our brains around that. You know, so for parents out there, just imagine some grown man coming to your house to have sex with your minor child. It's just, you know, and we, and to see that, and I think people have to see that. And hopefully that helps some of us get out here and really monitor our kids' social media stuff, because I say all the time, me and my kids can be friends when they're grown.
exactly right. 100% correct. Are most of these individuals making it clear that when they are pursuing sex, that they want someone younger?
I think that's a mix. You know, when they, a lot of these folks, when they're seeking sex and the decoy habitually tells them how old they are, they still make the decision to come.
Yep.
Right. And that's, and they, you know, and a good chunk of them acknowledge that they know it's wrong and they still decide to show up. Right. So I just think these, like I said, in the operation title, these people are just creeps, man.
Yeah. Operation Creep. That's what we're talking about with Booker Hodges, the Bloomington police chief. Just yesterday, 16 men were arrested for engaging with undercover officers who they believe to be minors. Okay, so yesterday, men. We hear more about men. Are women also pursuing this?
We have not caught a woman yet.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go out here and say women don't. We just haven't caught one yet. So, yeah.
Do you feel like when you have a press conference and it's well attended, and I'm talking to you today, do you believe it has a chilling effect on others, or it still just makes sense telling the public about it, even if you don't know if it's going to slow down others who might pursue this awful activity?
Oh, I 100% think it has an effect. You know, when we're chatting with folks, they'll say they don't want to come to Bloomington because of this. And I think it shows people that you can get caught for this, but in some respects, I think it's like the speed trap, right? Like, we get a lot of complaints about people speeding along a specific road, and we put up a road trailer, go out and write a bunch of tickets, people slow down for 3 months, and then if they don't see nobody out there, they start speeding again.
Yep.
Right? And that's, you know, that's the whole point of publicizing these operations, is we keep, you know, doing that, and I think that's helped reduce some of the or people who've been doing this twice or whatnot.
Bloomington's one of the biggest cities we have in the state. If you could have greater results in an area of tracking down individuals who committed a crime, what area are we talking about?
Well, I think, you know, for these, I wish we could do these and not get anyone.
Right? Yeah,
for the,
right,
the sex trafficking and the people coming after minors. I wish we just wouldn't get anyone. Crime in the city of Bloomington right now, we're down 12% from last year. And it's almost at a record level crime in Bloomington. But I say that acknowledging that if you just got robbed or your house broken in today, you don't care nothing about the police chief telling you
yes,
that crime is down. But, I mean, we have seen a significant drop in crime in our city, in all areas. So I think that that helps. But I want to emphasize, I think this area of human trafficking and people going out here and having sex with minors is one in law enforcement that we're behind the eight ball on, right? And a lot of police departments out here are understaffed and not able to do these proactive activities like we are.
Yep.
So I don't even want to know what's going on in places that don't have the staffing levels that we have here.
Well, let's stay with that, because first of all, you and your team deserve credit for these numbers and where they're at and setting all-time records. When you see a city like Minneapolis, and you hear about this all the time, and they're down 40% from where they were before the murder of George Floyd, can you imagine where you would be at if you were down 40%?
Oh, I can't even. So when I took Bloomington, we were down like 20% staff. So at the time I got to be chief here, we had like 99 cops. We're at, you know, 135 now. And that was, our officers were getting killed. You know, I couldn't imagine using another 20%. I mean, that's, and I think the public has to understand, you know, if you don't have the cops, you don't have the ability to do proactive policing or deterrence, right? As cops, mm-hmm. you know, police chiefs get mad when I say this, right? So I'm probably on an island. We do not prevent crime. We deter it, right? And when you don't have enough people, you're not deterring crime.
Yep.
And if you look nationally in a lot of these cities, you know, when we had the spike during COVID, you know, cops pretty much just weren't enforcing laws unless they were called. So there really wasn't any deterrence that took place. Now, once people are out here actually enforcing the law, the deterrence has happened. And that's why I believe you're seeing a crime drop. But when you're down that many people, there's really no way to do proactive or deterrence policing.
Most importantly, sir, thank you so much for what you do. Stay safe. Hope everyone in your department stays safe, and we always appreciate having you on.
All right. Thank you.
The police chief of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, good to hear the numbers that they are going the right way, and sad that and grotesque that we still have individuals out there pursuing underage sex. We're going to get a little Jason DeRush in moments. I'm going to give you a little talk on stretch lab. Harrigan, how about you tonight? I'm seeing you yawn. I'm seeing you fatigued, tired. It's been, what, 2 months, 3 months since your triathlon?
Couple months.
How about you with the Woodbury location, a little stretch lap? I just signed up during the break. I'm going Friday.
Really?
And I had so much success with Isaac in Plymouth, I'm going back to Isaac.
I could use some limbering.
Yeah, you you really could. You know, listen, you're like 5'2", 5'3".
Not true.
They would make you feel taller. I feel taller. I feel almost 6'2". When I go there, I feel like I'm a foot taller than you. When I finish, because kind of that mountain feeling, you know, that elasticity, that pliability.
At your age, you're rapidly shrinking, so that's good for you.
Couldn't hear what you said there. Stretch Lab, 12-plus locations in the metro area, trained flexologists. The months and months of training, just won't walk in and say, hey, I'd like to help people stretch. Okay, there's Dave Harrigan over there. No, and if you don't live up to the standard, boom, they're gone. My son, with all his physical issues, sick today, sent a good thought to Quentin. He benefits greatly. He has scoliosis. He had double leg surgery years ago where he didn't walk for 6 months. He benefits. A guy who's as fit as Dave benefits. A guy like me who's kind of sort of a little bit in shape benefits. They can help you. Don't hesitate. Get that first 50-minute session. Get the evaluation. StretchLab.com. I think this qualifies.
We've made it around the board.
Yeah. And your contention is, if individuals play it strictly by the rules, I didn't realize you were a monopolyologist, by the way.
Monopolologist.
Thank you.
Don't need the extra syllable.
No one has ever completed the game.
That's correct.
That's
it. Always
among
ends up
the
in,
dumbest comments ever no. from you, which isn't easy.
No, it always ends up in some sort of manipulation of the rules to make this thing finally get over with. Or else somebody just flips the board because they're frustrated and they know they're going to lose. So, I quit. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Sounds like your move.
Yes. That's 100% my move.
I'm not much of a board game person. You much of a board game person?
Depends on the game, but I can get into a good board
Such
game.
Such as? What are you into? Board games I'm talking about.
Ooh, yeah. I'm into a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Yeesh.
That's what you just walked
it's
into.
It's disgusting. I mean, you guys only had to hear that. We had to see the facial expression that went with it.
Yeah.
Youch.
Are you much of a board game guy?
I like catchphrase, like some of the more like
interactive.
Yeah.
Your typical board game. You know, I prefer the game of life, which is sort of Monopoly for dumb people.
Yeah,
perfect for us.
Yeah.
It's quicker. Payday, remember Payday?
Oh, yeah.
It's another Monopoly for dumb people.
Trust me, I have no really principled stance why, other than there are some people in my life who I'm around a lot who love board games, and I just like to agitate him by saying, I don't want to play.
You don't want to do it.
And I actually do a little bit. But
if you're competitive, I would think you would enjoy
a board game. Yeah, I love it. Okay.
My family, this is a good topic, like family board game.
Of course it's a good topic. It's a topic we're discussing on this show.
Okay.
I mean,
the whole bump theme about it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge it now.
Your themes, honestly. Like, is this the most tired bit in local radio? No, not even close. No,
I mean,
no.
He's right here.
I mean,
why don't you run him over with your one of your seven vehicles?
He's talking about you.
Yeah, I don't think this is your idea. I think we know whose idea this is. And certainly,
I love it.
Noon to three is the headquarters on local spoken word radio.
Okay,
for tired bits.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just this station. And in fact, you're not even the lead. You're not even the lead.
I mean, I can't wait till when I'm driving home today, listen, go, oh my God. What about that idea, 3 to 6?
I mean, just saying. Like,
I know you pull over your car at times, Dave. You're so mesmerized.
I'm awestruck.
Dave
does
not listen to my show
all the
real
time.
Please,
I just listen for what do you call it? Dumber than Dan Cook? I don't know.
That's
where
right. Dumber
talks
than
about
Dan
something
Cook.
And you gong him.
If I ask you to take off the shoes at my house, are you required to take off the shoes at my house every single time?
I would assume if you asked once that was sort of a house policy.
Yeah.
I do think people in Minnesota are out of their minds with the taking of the shoes off. Just lighten up.
Yeah. Chicagoland, it's craziness. I mean.
It's probably the same bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a Midwestern thing, isn't it? Like.
I think it is.
Just
but
mop
some,
up after your guests. What's the big deal?
Not all of us have, you know.
A mop?
The
you
team,
don't all have Jeeves?
You know, the team. Jeeves is not. I know the Jeeves. I mean, Jesus does not go to the seven places, so it's not easy.
I get it. It is a little tricky now. My house cleaners, I only get it once a month because I have to have them at both estates.
Exactly.
It's tricky.
He's tricky, and he's an innovator. He's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.